Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. I'll be your host today. And we have a very lively program. It's called Dance, Dance, Dance. And if you want to get your dancing shoes on, please do it quickly because we're going to start with a group of dancers that is named after the muse of the dance, Terpsichore, or as we say here in New Orleans, Terpsichore. But Terpsichore is the muse of the dance. This recording is very historical. It goes way back to 1965, and appropriately, it's not in stereo. It's by the New York Pro Musica. And the New York Pro Musica was the ensemble that really got me interested in early music and founded the New Orleans Musica da Camera 1 year later in 1966. I knew many of the original players in New York Pro Musica, a few of which are still around today. And it was founded by Noah Greenberg. Noah Greenberg, unfortunately, I did not know, but assistant director of the Pro Musica at that time when this recording was made, Delaunay Davenport, I did know. Also did know some of the performers, Martha Bixler, who played recorder, Judith Davidoff, who played viola da gamba, and Shelley Gruskin, whom I thought he was the one who had a forked tongue because he played the recorder so fantastically fast. Anyhow, we're going to listen to the New York Pro Musica under the direction of Noah Greenberg in a suite of dances from Michael Pretorius' Terpsichore. Michael Pretorius was a German composer, also an organist and a music theorist, and he lived between the years 1571 and 1621. The group of dances, named after the muse of the dance Terpsichore, is a collection of over 300 dances and exists in many, many forms. We're going to hear a galliard, a couple of galliards, a bourré, a courant, and a passamezzo. So let's listen to the New York Pro Musica and a suite of dances from Terpsichore by Michael Pretorius.
Thank you.
the New York Pro Musica, under the direction of Noah Greenberg, playing a suite of dances from Terpsichore by Michael Pretorius. Terpsichore, again, was the muse of the dance, and also Terpsichore is a street here in New Orleans, spelled the same way but pronounced differently. That's the way we do it here in New Orleans. Actually, Terpsichore contains over 300 dances in that collection that Pretorius wrote. Our program today is all dance music, and appropriately enough is called Dance, Dance, Dance. Coming up now is A Dance in the Garden of Mirth, a CD which has been put out by the Dufay Collective. Strange, because the Dufay Collective is a fantastic collection of instrumentalists, and every now and then a singer, and they do very little by the composer Dufay, but that's what they call themselves, the Dufay Collective. We're going to hear actually two pieces. One is the Estampita Isabella, and we're using this because it's the name of Thais's cat, and we're doing it in honor of Thais's cat. Thais not being here today, so we do have her cat by name. Estampita is an Italian form of the estampi, which is a jumping style of dance, and the name Estampita or estampi suggests that perhaps the feet were stamped on the ground during the dance. And then following that, a saltarella, which is also a quick type of dance, and both of these are from the 14th century. Again, members of the Dufay Collective. very spirited Saltarello and proceeded there with an estampita, actually. It's this particular type of estampita is Italian origin, and it's named after someone named Isabella, and I like to call it the name Isabella because it is the name of Thais's cat. And our program today is Dance, 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 and they surely could have danced a lot with those pieces we just heard. That was performed by members of the Dufay Collective. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. I'm your host today on this program of dance music. Returning now to another CD. This one is called Commencimento di Gioia, and that is the name of the first dance that we'll going to hear. The Commencimento di Gioia is a dance that was quite popular from the time of Boccaccio's Decameron, which Boccaccio told as a frame story encompassing 100 tales by 10 young people. And he probably began composing the work in 1350 and finished it in around either 1351 or 1353. And it's various tales of love that range from the erotic to the tragic. Tales of wit, of practical jokes, and life lessons contribute to the mosaic. In addition to its literary import, it documents life in 14th century Italy. So this particular piece, Commencimento di Gioia, is a dance that you would have heard in 14th century Italy. It'll be followed by Saltarello and then by another spirited dance called Gaeta. And this is performed by members of the ensemble Unicorn.
Thank you.
An estampita called Gaeta, which happens to mean bagpipe, and it's also the name of a town on the coast of Italy. We began with the Commentamento di Gioia and a Saltarello, and this featured members of the ensemble called Unicorn. We're going to end with another rather long piece, and it's called Tre Fontane, and this is from a CD called Red Iris, and the name of the ensemble is Symphony. The name of the director is Stevie Wieshart. Now, Stevie this time is spelled with I-E at the end, and this name is a female name. And she does fantastic medieval fiddle playing and symphony playing. So let's listen. Our final piece and our final dance. So dance wildly, Tre Fontane. Stampita called Tre Fontaines, performed there by members of Symphony. And that completes our dance, dance, dance program. And we do have a dance piece signing off in this program, so please dance your way out. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. Enjoyed being with you today, and we'll see you next week for another program of early music.